Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Basra, and we are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss what happens when you sell a field. What's included, what's not. What's not included are stones that are not meant to be used for that field, even though you could use them for that field, but they weren't designated for that. Nor poles in a vineyard that are not needed to support the vines of that vineyard. Nor do you include the grain that's not attached to the ground, but if you say I'm selling you it and everything in it, then all of those things are included. Whether you say or not, a mechitzakanim which is bigger than a base rova is not included because it has like a shame b'fnei atzmo, nor a guard booth that's cemented into the ground because again it has its own chashivos, nor a charev tree that's already been grafted, or a sadana shikma that's already been trimmed and grown a lot of new branches in its place, because again, it has its own shame, because it's so chashuv. And you're not selling the bar, the gas, and the shovach. The gas is a wine press, the bar is the pit that has water in it, and the shovach is a dove coat. Ben charev and ben yivushin, whether they're all dried up and not usable anymore, if they're still, or ben yeshuvin rather, whether they're chareven or yeshuvin, whether they're no longer in use or whether they're still in use, they're not included in the sale. Now going back to Mocher Sabayis, so we spoke about when you sold a house that you don't necessarily sell the bar vidus, and therefore we had a machlokas tanaim whether you need to buy the right to get to your bar vidus, but you have to buy a path to get to your to whatever you own within that house. To Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion because you're being Mocher Bayin Yafa. The Chum Ramein Atzarcha, and the Chum say you don't need to buy a path for yourself to get to the things that you're keeping for yourself. Rabbi Akiva, Bizman Shabbat. But Rabbi Akiva agrees that if you said explicitly, I'm selling you this, with the exception of these items, by saying, with the exception of these items, you're saying, I also want to be able to keep a path for myself, and therefore I don't need to buy a path. If you sold these items, the bar, the tree, something else, to another person, but you're keeping the field, Rabbi Akiva Omer, then the opinions are reversed. Rabbi Akiva says, you're mocher ba'ayin yafa, and therefore the guy who's buying those things does not need to purchase from you. Say that you sell ba'ayin ra'ah, and therefore you do have to buy. The guy will have to buy a derech from you. That's only the whole machlok. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is only if it were a sale. Rabbi Kiva and Chum is only if it were a sale. But if it's a gift, then everyone agrees that you're doing it ba'ayin yaf and you're giving everything. If brothers divide up an estate, when they get that field, they get all of the things that go along with the field. And if someone is acquiring nechasim from a ger who died and didn't have any relatives, and therefore all of his nechasim are hefker, hichzik basada, hichzik b'kulam, when he makes a chazak on the field, he's being kona all of it. Hamakdish hasasada, hikdish has kulam, and similarly, when you make something hegdish, you're kona all of these things. You don't have any of these exceptions. Rabbi Shimon Norman, makdish hasasada, lo hikdish ele hasacharav amorkav, vesada nashikma. That when a person is makdish a field, that anything that wouldn't be included in a sale is also not included, with the exception of the Charev HaMorkav and the Sadana Shikma, even though that would not be included in the sale, they are included in the Hegdish. Moving on now to Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. HaMocher Es HaSfina, if a person sells a boat, Mocher Es HaToren Ves HaNes Ves HaOgin Ves Kalam and Higinosa, so included in the sale is the mast and the sails and the anchor and anything that directs the ship, that steers the ship in the right direction. Avalo Mocher Loas HaVadim, but the servants who work to maintain the ship are not included. Vlosa martzufin, and the bags that would hold the cargo of the ship are not included. Vlosa antiki, and obviously the cargo itself is not included. But as bizman shomer lo hivikal nashav b'toch harikul mechurin. But if you say I'm selling you it and everything in it, then it's all included. Machras a car, if a person sells a wagon, lo machras a prados. We don't assume that you're selling the mules that pull that wagon. Machras a prados. If you sell mules, lo machras a car. We don't assume that you're including the wagon that those mules pull. Machras a tzemet. If you sell a yoke that would keep oxen together in a straight line. Lo machras habakar. We don't assume the oxen come with the yoke. Machras habakar. If you sell the oxen, lo machras hatzemed. We don't assume the yoke comes along with it. Rabbi Yehuda amar adam modin. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, in many cases you could see what the price was and figure out what was included. Ketzad amar lo machar li tzimal chavim asayim zuz. If he says, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, so no one buys a yoke for 200 zuz. Adavri yadu hashen hatzemed asayim zuz. A yoke doesn't cost anywhere near that much money. So obviously he means to buy the oxen. Say, never know. Sometimes people are willing to overpay for things, and therefore the money cannot be used as a raya in one direction or the other. So let's review what we learned today. In the last mishnah of the fourth parak, we said that when you sell a field, it does not include rocks that are not necessary for the field or poles that are not necessary for the vineyard, or grain that's no longer attached to the ground. And if you say hivakal nasha betocha, all those things are included. But if you have a mechitza hakana that's more than a base rova, and a guard booth that's cemented that's plastered to the ground, and a charev hamorkav and a satan hashikma and a bar and a gas and a shovach, those things are not included even when you say hivakal nasha betocha. Then we said with the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim that Rabbi Kiva holds that when your mocher it's ba'ayin yafa, and the chum hold when your mocher it's ba'ayin ra'a, and that goes in both directions. Whether you're being mocher the bar vidus, and the guy is the question is whether the guy needs to buy from you the right to get to it, or you're selling the field and keeping the bar vidus, and the question is whether you need to buy from him the right to get to it. But that whole machlokas about mocher ba'ayin yafa or ba'ayin ra'a is only by a sale. When it comes to matana, everyone agrees that it's all inclusive. When brothers divide an estate, it's all inclusive. When you're acquiring nichsei hager, it's all inclusive. And when you're makdish a field, we have a machlokas. Tanakama says it's all inclusive, and Rabbi Shimon says no. Whatever's not included in a sale is not included in hegdish, other than charev amurkav and sadan hashikma. Those are the exceptions. And then Mishnah Aleph, Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you sell a boat, you're selling the various parts of the boat that help it run, that keep the boat functional, but you're not selling the avadim and the cargo and the cargo sacks. But if you say hivakal nasha betocha, then that's all included. When you sell a wagon, we don't assume you're selling the mules, and vice versa. When you sell a yoke, we don't assume you're selling the oxen, and vice versa. But we have machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you can look at the price as an indicator of what is and is not included in the sale. Okay, Be'ez Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Beis.